Hey everyone, welcome into Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. Mike Wobschall with voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. The 2016 schedule has been unveiled. We knew the opponents and the locations already, but now we know the dates and the times. We're going to go through it game by game. We're going to break it down by quarters and give you our thoughts on the schedule and the season. You ready to go for 2016?
Yeah, I'm looking hard. I can't find it. Can you find it?
What? Well, I've looked in my office chair cushions and in the drawers in my office.
I called information. I called 411 to see if they could help me find the Vikings' first loss in the regular season. I can't find it.
Let's see if we can take a closer look and find it. Here's our preseason slate. We knew this a little while ago. Is there anything in here that stands out to you? We see our old friends from Seattle.
Yeah.
Anything here that's notable?
Noon game, U.S. Bank Stadium, August 28th, San Diego Chargers. First football game, history, U.S. Bank Stadium, Super Bowl.
Cincinnati Bengals, Mike Zimmer's former team, now head coach Hugh Jackson.
Yep.
So you're going to see
Rams might not have enough players to have a team off that trade.
That's right. Well, they are going to have a glitzy new quarterback, though, that we're going to get a pretty good look at. So here's the Vikings preseason slate. Again, the notable one is the game against the Chargers, a rare Sunday noon preseason game.
Revenge game here.
Yeah, here we go.
Revenge game in the preseason.
Let's go to the regular season.
Let's do it.
We do so this year in Nashville on September 11th against the Tennessee Titans, Marcus Mariota et al.
Zimmer versus a second-year quarterback. I'm cool with that. I don't mind opening on the road against the Tennessee Titans. As you will see as we analyze the schedule, I think there's a good chance the Vikings win a lot of games against the AFC South this year, including this one.
Hopefully, you hope to open at home, but you definitely hope to close the season at home. So the Vikings open on the road. We'll get to it later. They close the season at home, so that's the good news. The first home game.
Oh.
Comes against the border rival Green Bay Packers.
Holy cow.
The last time we played Green Bay, there was a lot on the line, division title. The next time we play Green Bay, there will be a lot on the line. Again, it will be our regular season home opener at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, it's obviously a big spot game very early in the season against the Green Bay Packers. The Vikings off a division championship. Not only can beat the Green Bay Packers, they can beat anybody. So if you start your home campaign in a nationally televised game against the Green Bay Packers with a fair amount of green and gold probably in the stadium, it's up to the team to mash on the Green Bay Packers to keep the interlopers quiet. And I think this is a cool way to start the season.
The Vikings have 5 scheduled nationally televised games. Yeah. 4 of them in prime time. The first one is this one against the Green Bay Packers on NBC Sunday Night Football. Let's go to week 3. The NFC champion, Carolina Panthers, will host us in week 3.
Cam Newton, NFC champions, as Wobby just said. Captain Munnerlyn goes back to Charlotte to play against his former team. This is a very cool road game as part of a very cool schedule that is sprinkled with really good teams like every 2 or 3 weeks. Going from Green Bay into the Charlotte game looks like a daunting task, but again, from 11-5 on the improve with free agency and what we hope is a really good draft, Teddy in his third year, they're all winnable.
The primetime time slots want a piece of the Vikings this year. Sunday Night Football gets us first.
Jeez.
This is Monday Night Football on ESPN against the New York Giants. This one will be at U.S. Bank Stadium. So the first 2 regular season games at U.S. Bank Stadium are both primetime, this one Monday night.
Not talking trash, but in a majority of the games the Vikings have had against the New York Giants, Eli Manning generally throws it to players on our defense, including Harrison Smith last year, who scored a historic interception touchdown. So the Vikings at home against the New York Giants, with the way the Vikings are constructed now and with where the expectations are, I think fans should consider this a victory.
Week 5 is the Houston Texans coming to U.S. Bank Stadium. So here you have another playoff team from a year ago. You have J.J. Watt. You have new quarterback Brock Osweiler coming to U.S. Bank Stadium.
This is the only time this year during the regular season we have back-to-back home games. So obviously winning your home games, it behooves you to win your home games to have a better chance to win the division and make the playoffs. Houston, like all the teams, no free passes in the National Football League. But by this stage, we'll see how secure Osweiler is with what O'Brien wants to do. I like Zimmer in a situation like this.
Week 6 is the Vikings' bye. So Before your bye week, you have five games. Obviously, you want to be 5-0 in those games, but you'll have a pretty good idea of what this Vikings team is by week five, don't you think?
Yeah, and, you know, from what I've learned over the years, teams, coaches, players, and everybody seem to prefer their bye week somewhere between week 6, 7, 8, maybe 9. You don't want it too late. You don't want it too early. Vikings had a week 4 bye last year after opening the season with the second part of that Monday Night Football doubleheader. It was a really tough start last year. I think week 6 is cool.
All right, we go to week 7. So going into the bye, two home games for the Vikings at US Bank Stadium. Coming out of the bye, it's two road games. The first one is this one against the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that it's really hard to have a beat on them right now. A new head coach, new quarterback, a lot of changes going on with this franchise, and a place we haven't gone to a lot recently.
Absolutely agree. Last year, Philadelphia had absolutely the NFL's worst rushing defense, giving up 134 rushing yards per game. Adrian Peterson is compensated to run for the purple and gold. So at first blush, this looks okay.
Now, one thing we didn't mention in talking about the Titans is that DeMarco Murray now plays for the Titans. He has left this team. So a lot of changes with the Philadelphia Eagles. We go to the city of brotherly love in week 7. Week 8 at Chicago.
We finally
got off the schneid last year at Soldier Field, winning in epic comeback fashion. Teddy Bridgewater to Stephon Diggs was a lot of fun.
Yep.
I'm sure there'll be lots of drama in store for this game against the Chicago Bears. Our trip to Soldier Field this year, Paul, is in week 8.
Tricks for the Bears and treats for Vikings fans on Halloween. Happy Halloween, Vikings fans, as we attempt to win for a second consecutive year in the Windy City. Now, assuming no injuries transpire from now until that game, it will be cool to see Kevin White, second-year guy from West Virginia, didn't play last year, along with Alshon Jeffrey. Kevin's supposed to be really good. I guess we'll see.
Week 9, Detroit Lions come to Minnesota, so back-to-back division games for the Vikings. Another team that's changed quite a bit this offseason, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater of late has had a lot of success against the Detroit Lions. Bridgewater's like a 70% completion guy indoors. Not only do I like him indoors, I like him against the Lions, and this should be another fun one.
I'm concerned about Xavier Rhodes in this game.
Why?
I mean, he's been shadowing Calvin Johnson for his whole career.
He's
going to play the Lions, run out on the field, and not know where to go.
Not having to deal with Calvin Johnson, that's a good thing.
Having to deal with the Washington Redskins is what the Vikings have on their plates in Week 10. Another playoff team from last year. What are your thoughts about playing Week 10 at Washington?
A couple of things. Zimmer against his former cohort, Jay Gruden, is 1-0. And Kirk Cousins is much ballyhooed off the contract he just received. RG3 now goes to Cleveland. It's all about Kirk Cousins. I'll take my chances with Mike Zimmer in that matchup.
You talked about a rematch with Seattle in the preseason. Not much on the line there.
That's nice.
Here's a cool rematch with the Arizona Cardinals coming to our stadium.
And welcome back to Minnesota, Larry Fitzgerald Jr. He's played here before, but he gets the opportunity to play at U.S. Bank Stadium. You know, he's a Ridgefield native who played at Holy Angels. That game last year, let's not forget for a second, with all the deletions to the Minnesota Vikings team, there a fair amount of the team was a B squad with like Terrence Newman starting at safety. Vikings almost won that game and absolutely can win this game.
The post-bye stretch continues. The Vikings see the Detroit Lions for the second time in like a month.
And in my 14 years, 15 with this season calling Vikings football, this will be the first time I've had the opportunity to call a game on Thanksgiving Day. So the Vikings play the first game of those three games on Thanksgiving, and it's a tradition. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be a Thursday game, of course, because it's on Thanksgiving. So far, we're the NFL's holiday team. We play on Halloween. We play on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And a teaser coming up, we play on Christmas Eve Day.
Yeah.
We also play on New Year's Day. So the last time the Vikings played on Thanksgiving, the Cowboys had a coach on their defensive staff by the name of
Mike Zimmer
that year.
Whoa!
Back-to-back Thursday games for the Minnesota Vikings, because after their Thursday game, or their Thanksgiving Day game against the Detroit Lions, they return home to play the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. This is an intriguing matchup because obviously it's Dallas, it's Mike Zimmer, it's Norv Turner, so kind of a fun matchup here against Dez Bryant and Tony Romo on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I'm a Dez Bryant fan. Very tough to cover. Tony Romo's a fantastic quarterback. It is fair to wonder at this stage of the season how battered and or even if he'll even be on the field at that stage.
They have the fourth pick. Here's the team that has the fifth pick right now in the draft.
It's not
the
one of my favorite helmets.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, not one of my favorites either. These two helmets will be colliding in Week 14 in Jacksonville. Again, another place we don't visit very often, but we get an up-close look at Blake Bortles and two very good receivers that the Jaguars have.
You know, of course, he and Teddy Bridgewater came into the game in the same year. Statistically speaking, Blake is ahead of Teddy Bridgewater through 2 years. Just like Derek Carr was last year when we went to Oakland and matched on Derek Carr. Again, we'll take our chances.
And thank you, NFL schedule makers. You know, they send us to Florida in December. So I appreciate that. You know,
sweet. Non-cold weather game in December. Everybody loves that.
We like it. The Colts. Now, these are not your 2015 Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck is back for the 2016 Colts, and he will come to U.S. Bank Stadium in Week 15.
Yeah, it's. I just like how the Vikings match up against the AFC South. I mean, certainly no guarantees with Tennessee, Houston, Jacksonville, and or Indianapolis that our favorite team is good enough to sweep through a division. But I really like the fact that the best team in the division, I feel, is Indianapolis, and we get that team at home. Houston might be the second best team in that division. We get that team at home. So I think those are a couple of sneaky positives for the Vikings within the schedule.
How do the Vikings close the season? They are going to close the season with two divisional games.
Yeah.
Week 16, the Vikings will be at Green Bay. This one right here on Christmas Eve day. So the holiday team of the NFL is the Vikings. They play on Christmas Eve day against the Green Bay Packers. The Packers will be looking to avenge a Lambeau Field loss to the Vikings in Week 17 last year.
I remember in 2004, the Green Bay Packers came to Metrodome on Christmas Eve and beat the Minnesota Vikings 34-31 on a walk-off winner by former Viking and Packer Ryan Longwell. And as dedicated to the product as we are, I'm not afraid to concede that it did ruin part of my Christmas. And therefore, I come home on Christmas Eve, everybody's celebrating, and I'm super negative. So it's the option and opportunity for us to ruin Christmas Eve for those who genuinely care about that team. I'm excited.
Me too. And while we're at it, let's just go to Week 17 on New Year's Day, and let's ruin New Year's Day for the Chicago Bears. They're going to be on the road coming to U.S. Bank Stadium to finish the regular season. So the regular season finale is at home at U.S. Bank Stadium, and hopefully there's a lot on the line for this game against Jay Cutler and the Bears.
Feels like every time we get the Bears in the final game of the season, it's here and we win. So Chicago, I don't think, has made the playoffs maybe for five consecutive years. You have no idea how they're going to fall, but if we're going to finish in a division game with an opportunity to win a division, get an off week in the playoffs, or just go to the playoffs, I'm glad it's at U.S. Bank Stadium.
We take a look at the schedule in totality right here, folks. When you look at it this way, Paul, you know, is there anything that stands out? I know that earlier we were talking kind of about the middle of the season. If you remember, last season, in the middle of the season, is when the Vikings kind of went on their run. Six consecutive wins in the middle of that season right around the bye week. Is there anything that stands out to you like that here?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, Wabi, the games at home, Giants and Houston, the only time during the year we have back-to-back home games. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'd prefer to have that twice, maybe three times. But you do get the bye, so you get a long time off. Now, again, this is with all due respect to every team on the schedule, and you have no idea how injuries are going to work out, the draft or anything. But from this Giants game all the way over to this Green Bay Packers game, I think there are a lot of winnable games in there for the Vikings. And I'm certainly not going to predict during those 11-9-2 or a 7-game winning streak, but off what you see here from how many primetime games the Vikings have, the fact that they're placed on holidays, which are big viewing nights, the NFL expects the Vikings to be very good. The Vikings are very good, and I know everybody at Winter Park expects the Vikings to be really good. So let's be really good.
Mike Zimmer says you have to earn your primetime games because if you remember, we did not have many scheduled primetime games last year, and he kind of explained, you know, we didn't really earn them. So the NFL schedule makers believe the Vikings have earned them this year. Five nationally televised games, four of them in primetime. Well, the draft is coming up next, so you can hear talk about all of this on PA's radio show, 9
can't
to noon
find it
on weekdays. Did you look under the desk?
I've been looking for 15 minutes, and I still can't find it. Jordan, hopefully we don't find it.
Jordan, do you have it? Jordan doesn't have it. All right, well, we'll keep looking. For more coverage of the Vikings schedule, the 2016 upcoming season, and the draft, stay tuned to Vikings.com to get your tickets to see a Vikings game at U.S. Bank Stadium. Go to usbankstadium.com or click around right here at Vikings.com/tickets.